Okay, we are on Ayin Daled. Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3. 7 lines down from the top. It Mar Nami. Okay, so the Gemara had a machlokes in Rabba and Abaye about how to understand that this machlokes in Rab and Shmuel about the question of right, Kitchal Tanai Vikin Sestam. Right, and basically the question, you know, revolving around the question of a person who makes a Tanai, and then the Tanai, and then they go ahead and they have Tashmish afterwards, and he doesn't make any declaration about the Tanai he made originally. And Rabba was of the opinion that this Homach Lokas was really only with Taos Shtei Noshim, but Taos Isha Achas is all in the same person. So then everyone agrees that she doesn't need to get, because really he's still following, you know, basically what he was planning to do before. So the Gemara says, Itmar Nami. And Rashi there points out, Itmar Nami, it's like 8 or 9 lines down in the skin lines in Rashi, right, maybe 12 lines down. Itmar Nami, Rashi is Kiraba. Right? Another, we're going to see another opinion that supports the opinion of Rabba, the Amar Betos Isha Achas, Geredosa, Ein Tzricha, he meant again. Right? That in the situation where, again, he made the Tanai, and then the Tanai isn't fulfilled, and he goes ahead, they have Tashmish, Stam, so that we still don't require a get, because we know what he meant the whole time, and he goes ahead and he's with this woman right away afterwards after he makes the Tanai. We don't assume that he made any changes to his mindset. So Itmar Nami Amr of Acha Bar Yaakov Amr of Yochanan Hamekadesh Al Tanai Ubal. The person who makes a kiddushin with the Tanai, again with a certain condition attached to that kiddushin, Ubal, and then they have Tashmish. If you recall, Ein Tzricheim in a get. Everyone agrees she does not require a get to leave, because she's not really married, because again, he didn't have any, we don't assume that anything changed. So this sounds like Rabba. Now within Isha Achas, we assume the mindset remains the same. So the Gemara wants to attack. So Chalitza Mut'as Kshera. So they said that Chalitza, that is a mistaken Chalitza, works. It's a good Chalitza. Okay, so and ask the Gemara there, Ezehi Chalitza Mutas. What is a Chalitza Mutas? What does it mean that a Chalitza that was a mistake? How could that be? So Amrish Lakish, Kol Sha Omer Lo Chalotzla, Ubekach Atakonsa. What is that? A case where someone says to him, by the way, do this thing called Chalitza, and by doing this thing called Chalitza, you're going to marry her, which obviously is the opposite of what Chalitza is all about. So that's a Chalitza Mutas, because he has the opposite intention of what Chalitza is supposed to be. So Amr of Yochanan, if that's the actual answer, then that's pretty surprising, right? That he can do Chalitza where they give him the opposite information, and Kshera, that Chalitza is good. So an Amr of Yochanan, Ani Shona Bein She Niskavin Hu, V'lo Niskavin Hi. Bein She Niskavin Hi, V'lo Niskavin Hu. Chalitzasa Psula, Ad She Niskavin Hu Shnehem. V'at Amris Chalitzasa Kshera. So Rav Yochanan says, what in the world are you talking about? He goes, we talk about distinctions like, what if only one of them has Kavana for Chalitza, to end the marriage, etc. But, you know, and even then we have the Chalitzas Psula. And you want to tell me, basically, point being, they always both need kavana to end this connection. You know, to end the zika for yibum, and you're telling me now that chalitza mutas, where he has the opposite intention, he wants to marry you, that kshera can't be. So Ella Amr Yochanan kosha omer lo chalotzla amanasha titian lacham basayim zuz. And so I'll tell you what is a chalitza mutas when they say to him, do chalitza, and if you do the chalitza, we're going to give you $200, right? So, if he does that, what happens? The chalitza is good, presumably, even if he doesn't get the 200 zuz, right? That's chalitza mutas in the sense that it's done with a mistaken mindset, like a mistake, an assumption that that's going to happen, right? Look at Rashi. So Rashi there says, "Va'afagav de lo yahava kshera." Right, even though you didn't give him the money in the end, right? So you say to the guy, maybe this is a way, way of getting somebody to do something. You know, the guy doesn't want to do chalitza. Okay, do it. We'll give you $1,000, and he does the chalitza, and then he doesn't get it, right? So the argument there is that in that case, the chalitza is good. So Alma, so what do you see? Kevin de avid maisa achule achle l'tanai. Right. So what do you see? That since he did the action in the end, I mean, again, what's his mindset? His mindset is, I'm going to do a chalitza amanas, basically, on the condition that you're going to give me 200 zuz. Right? And then he goes ahead and does the maisa, and he doesn't get the money. Nevertheless, the chalitz is good. Why is that? So what's the pshat? How do I understand it? Because since at the end of the day, he did the chalitza, and the chalitza, again, he did it with the intention of ending the marriage. So then what happens? The tanai gets, you know, he must have been mochel on the tanai. He must have not really cared that much. So hachanami kevin debal achule achle le tanai. So how do you understand our case? So I could argue that since what happened, since he made a tanai, she doesn't have any darim, and then he goes and he's bal. So what might you argue? Yeah, I know he originally made a tanai, but since he went ahead and he added the act of bia, so then maybe at that point you could say he was mochel on the tanai. So this is an attack against Rabbah, who wants to argue that whenever it's isha achas, a tells isha achas, then we never assume that he was mochel on the tanai. We assume that he everything remained the same and that his mindset was the same. So this case of chalitza butas seems to be an argument against Rabbah. So amale bar be rav shapirka amris. Bar rav says, really? What you said was good, Rashi. Shapirka amris bitmiya? Right, that's a question. Really? Like, really? You think you said the right thing? Can't be. Right? Look at Rashi for a second. Shapirka amris bitmiya. The time of the hacha lav mishum da achle le tanayhu. The reason that in this case, that even when they originally said to him, look, do chalitza amanas, I'm going to give you money, and he didn't do it, that it's still good. That's not because the tanai was he was mochel on the tanai, but elam yishum demei kara lav tanahu. That's because the tanai wasn't really a tanai. So we're going to see what that means in a second. So michdi, says the Gemara, michdi always means let's take a look. Right? Kol tanai meheichen gamrinan. So how every tanai in halacha always comes from where? What do we learn it from? Mitznai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, right? It always comes from the tanai that b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven made when there was time for them to cross the Yarden, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't really want to go. In fact, we'd rather stay on the other side of the Yarden because it's better for our animals and for our children, etc. And what happens in that case? So in that case, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a deal with the tribes of Gad and Reuven. And there's a lot of conversation about the double language, the double tanai, the different pieces to that tanai that Moshe Rabbeinu puts in place. And basically, we always learn every tanai going forward is learned from, for the most part, from the tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. So one of the things about the tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven is that, so he said that if you come, he says to them, if you come over and fight, and then you lead everyone in battle, so then you can go back to the other side and you'll get your land back, you'll get on the other side. And basically he says, and if you don't do it, then you won't get it, etc. But the point being that the way that Moshe Rabbeinu makes that deal with them, the tanai that he makes becomes like the foundational tanai in all of Torah, and then we always learn every tanai from that case. So one of the points of that tanai is, says the Gemara, it's a tana'a de efshel kiyumi aydei shaliach. Right, so we learn every tanai from the Gabbani Rufin. And what was it, something about tanai from the Gabbani Rufin, is that it was a tanai that could be made through a shliach. Why is this a tanai that's made out of aydei shaliach? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the efshel, right across the way, the efshel kiyumi lemaisa shal tanai dehainu unisatem. Right, there's two parts of the tanai. So usually we think about the tanai being mekuyam, we think about what? The Bnei Gad and Bnei Rufin doing their job. Right, the tanai b'nei Gad Reuven is if you guys go ahead and you fight, then you can come back and get the land on the other side. So that's not totally true. Right, it's that if you go and you fight and you lead everyone in battle, then we will give you everything on the other side of the Yarden. Who's we? Who's going to give it to them? So it's not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he's not going to be alive. Right. So look at Rashi. Aydei shaliach. It can be done. Aydei shaliach. Why? Ki hasam sharei Moshe tziva liYoshua laseis lahem esaretz. Right. Shahayer shluchal shamosha. At that point, Moshe makes the deal. Then who's going to fulfill it? Not Moshe, he's not going to be there. It's going to be Yoshua, v'nasna lehem, and v'nitin lehem, it's going to be given to them. And then, so, okay, good. So the point is that every tanai is learned from tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. The tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven is a tanai that can be done, aydei shaliach. So that's true. So the tanai by chalitza shouldn't work. Why? Because of chalitza, yefshel lekaima, aydei tanai, aydei shaliach. I can't send someone else to do chalitza on my behalf. Right? Ein yachol lomar l'shlucho, you can't say to someone, hey, if this lady woman gives you 200 zuz, you please go do chalitza for her. And that's why the tanai doesn't mean anything. And you want to know why that it doesn't It's not mevatel the chalitza, not because he had in mind that he changed his mind and now he, you know, there was mochel on the tanai. No, the tanai wasn't nothing in the first place, and since the tanai was a nothing burger in the first place, so there's nothing to worry about. So back in our gemara. So let's just read it again. So michtei kol tanai mehechan gamrina mitanai b'gabnei ruvein tanai de'efshle kiyum adi shaliach ki hasam have tanai. That's when the tanai is good. But over here, where you're not able to be mekayim the tanai by a shliach, meaning case of chalitza, so that tanai is nothing, and that's the reason why the chalitza mutas works. It has nothing to do with tanai, and therefore it's not an attack on Rabbah. Right? So the Gemara says, "Well, wait 1 second. V'habia the lo efshal lekuyume ayadei shliach." To give another example of something that can't be done by the shliach, tashmish cannot be done by the shliach. Right? Ki hasam v'kaha v'tana. And nevertheless, we said you can make a tanai there. That's what we've been talking about all this time, right? That he's mekadesh al tanai, and he's we had examples of that already. Look at Rashi. V'habia habol hashem kiddushin v'kaha v'gavhave tanai tana kinamin la'el harini baalech amanas. Right? That amanas your father accepts it, etc. We had things like that. So what do you mean that you can't, that every tanai has to be only in a situation where it's a tanai that can be done at the shliach? So answer the Gemara, hasam mishum de iskush havayos lahadari. No, that's because all the different types of kiddushin are connected to each other. Look at Rashi, the iskush havayos v'hayos leish acher. Right, when we talk about the din of kiddushin, so we say if a ki yikach ish isha, and a man takes a wife, etc. And then if it's not, she's not good for him, so what does he do? So he divorces her. He writes a get and he gives it to her, and then the Torah says v'ha'isalishacher, and then she goes and marries another man. So the Gemara there says we connect the havayos kol havayos kiddushin b'mashma, and we connect, you know, different types of goings and comings in kiddushin and yerushin also, but certainly by kiddushin are connected to each other. All the havayos of kiddushin are together. Kesef, ushtar, ubiya, all those are connected. Yehid mahani tanai bekiddushin kesef ushtar the actually kiyume adeshliach mahani nami bebiya. Right, so just like you can have kesef and shtar adeshliach, I can say, please go take this, this money and bring it to this woman and make a kiddushin with her, or please take the shtar and make a kiddushin with this woman on my behalf. That absolutely works. You can do kiddushin adei tanai. It's just the type of kiddushin can't be done adei tanai. I can't do tashmish is the one case that I can't do adei tanai. But since all the other types of havaya of kiddushin can be done adei tanai, so too the and therefore a tanai in those things works. So too a tanai in bia, even though that yes that one cannot be done adei tanai, but nevertheless the tanai when you do it works. And therefore, that's not a good kasha. And therefore, it sounds like, again, maybe I have a... Sorry. So the point being, at the end of the day, you asked, we said, see, there's no, Rab is wrong. You could have a situation with chalitza mutas, which chalitza is good, even though the tanai was batal, or the tanai didn't work, and the guy wasn't given the money. And so you see that you don't need the tanai. And... he was mochal on time, and the Gemara had answered, no, that's because the tanai is a nothing. So we responded, well, the tanai is not a nothing, right? You have, and the tanai was nothing because it's a shliach, right? Because it has to be done by, it can't be done by a shliach. So you see, it's just because the tanai was nothing. So Gemara says, wait a second, what about bia? That can't be done on the tanai. The answer is, there's a special rule when it comes to bia, right? That bia can't be done on the tanai. But it is still true, right, that in general, and bia is unique. So don't ask me. So there's no question from Bia, and therefore my original kasha is still a good kasha, which is that the chalitza done, chalitza mutas, and done with a tanai that ends up being not fulfilled is not a good kasha on Rabbah, right? Because that chalitza taka you really can't make a tanai, and that's the reason why it's disregarded. Fine, fine. You should probably okay. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up this tomorrow. Okay, shkoyach.